Sagt der Mishnah weiter in Masechtes Yuma. Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Meh, haya Isa. So with the Mashalayach, the person that was in charge of taking out the Sire to be thrown off. When he got there, when he got to the Tzuk, remember he's now all alone, as we learned in the last Mishnah. Well, he does have people watching him from the distance. What did he do? Well, the first thing he did was highlight Lashon Shel Zahiris. He divided into two the piece of wool that originally was tied between the horns. If you remember what we learned earlier by the Sarim Mishtaleach, the Lashon Shel Zahiris was tied from one horn to the other. By the Sarim Lashem, it was tied around its neck. Now, what did he do after he divided it into two? Chetzioi, half, kasha b'selo. He tied to a stone. If you left the whole thing between its horns, it's possible that as the sire falls, its head would be bent inwards between its feet. And from that angle, we won't be able to see whether or not the red turned white. And Klal Yisrael would be depressed, not knowing whether they had a kapara on their averas. So half he tied to a rack, the chetzeh, the other half, kosher ben shtei karnav, he tied between the two horns. Why not tie everything onto the rack? Well, maybe it'll become white even before he pushes it off, and they're going to be so happy that he'll forget to do the mitzvah of pushing it off. You see, the people may think, as the Batanur explains, oh, it turned white, we had our mechila ready, so there's no point in doing anything else. Even though, as the Batanur explains, technically speaking, if he first ties the part to the stone, and then he's tying the other part between his horns, what if it turns white right there and then? You can also say he's going to start jumping for joy, and he'll forget to push it off. But at that point where he's mamish, about to do the mitzvah, we're not scared that somehow he'll be so excited that he'll neglect to actually do the mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Udachof Heli Achayrev, was pushed backwards. Vimaz Galgu V'yayrev, and it would roll downwards. Loye Megiel Lachotzi Ahar, it wouldn't even reach halfway down the mountain. Achanase Varem Evarem, till it was broken apart, limb by limb. What does he do now, the person that pushed the sire? Bava Yashav Leitachas Sukkah Achrayna. He returns to the last sukkah, and he remains there, Atcha Techshach, until it gets dark. Only then is he permitted to go on home. Really, says the Batanur, a person who leaves the Tchum, Philip Rishus Chachamim, he only has 2,000 amma in each direction. But for this person, we were matrim to return to the last sukkah, because it would be dangerous for him to remain alone in the midbar, especially as night sets in. Now we know that the person who has this job, he becomes tameh, so much so that his begadim become tameh. So the Mishnah wants to know now, umay emesai, from what point, mitameh begadim? We know that even his begadim become tameh, because the pasuk says, v'mishalechas hasori la'azazel yichabes begadav, and for the Mishnah, mishayetzei chutz l'chaymas yushalayim, as soon as he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, because technically speaking, at that point, the Sar Mishtalech has already been sent. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, he's not Betama the Begadim, only Mishas Tchiyasi Litzok. Only for when it's pushed off the cliff, because you have to have not only the beginning of the process of sending it away, but the end of the process as well. The Batanura tells us that the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon.